USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering stunning progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 3 months. Speaking at the White House, Biden also saying based on CDC recommendations, fully vaccinated people can go without a mask outside under certain conditions.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
The FBI is opening a federal civil rights investigation into the police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina. Brown was shot multiple times by deputies who were trying to serve an arrest warrant in Elizabeth City last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Some states are getting creative when it comes to enticing folks to get vaccinated.
One state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senators are looking into fraud and scams related to the coronavirus outbreak.
There have been 460,000 reports of consumer fraud in the past year, according to the FTC, at a cost of more than $411 million.
Democrat Senator from Connecticut Richard Blumenthal opening a hearing calling it a bonanza for swindlers and con artists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Dana White is lashing out at the Las Vegas Review-Journal after the paper criticized his COVID-19 safety protocols and went so far as to suggest that fans attending the live sporting event could end up with permanent damage or death. Las Vegas Review-Journal writer Adam Hill, who was covering the event in Jacksonville, marveled at how at least 15,000 people are willing to risk permanent damage or death to attend a live sporting event. While other sports are embracing politics and getting involved, White also tells Fox News that that's not one thing fans of the UFC want to hear or see.
One of the things that I've really tried to do through this whole thing is stay out of politics. When people tune in to watch sports, they don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to hear what your opinions are, or who you're voting for, or what you're doing. They want to get away from everything in their life, and they want to focus on whether 2, 3, 4 hours, however long the sport is. Throughout this pandemic, when you turned on the UFC, we never talked about COVID. We never talked about politics. We don't muzzle anybody either. So if somebody comes out at the press conference and they want to talk about this or that or whatever it might be, it's their God-given right to do it.
The UFC does have a large footprint in Las Vegas with a large production facility and a 30,000-square-foot training facility as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.